Hi guys, how are you? I hope you're doing good. Maybe you know, maybe you don't, but yesterday I tried and I recorded one episode. I was pretty happy about what I said in it, but later on I just realized the quality was extremely bad. Yeah, it was so poor. Like the Polish government at the moment and their new rules and stuff. Anyway, I don't want to talk about politics. We have amazing, sunny, bright day. Blue sky, it's just amazing. I am a bit hungry at the moment, but I decided to record it once again and to grab into some words what I wanted to say yesterday and what I said in previous bad recording. So I don't know if I will have the same flow, probably not, because today is another day. But what I wanted to just express in a simple word is that I feel and I consider myself like a very lucky person. Like I feel like I always had a lot of luck in terms of people. I met many amazing people, very friendly and very helpful on my life journey. And this is amazing. I cannot even find words to show my appreciation and how glad I am because of all of this. Probably in the future I will tell you some stories like blow mining. Yeah. Anyway, also I had interesting, I think, or maybe weird, you need to decide, story about certain kind of fruits. Yeah, do you know quinzi? Wait, I will just check if I am pronouncing correctly. Just give me a second. I am typing on my phone. I am in a Google Translator. Not the best tool, but sometimes it's really helpful. Wait a second. Okay, back again. I just checked the name of the fruit and it is quince. Quince, you know what quince are? They look like pears, but they are not that smooth on the surface. They are more like fluffy. They are really nice to touch. And yeah, it's nice to touch them, you know. To stroke them, it's really amazing feeling on the fingers. And what about that? So when I was kiddo, my neighbors, which are the same time, were family members, not so close family, I mean quite close, okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So in the garden, more maybe backyard, they had this tree, a quince tree. And for me, it was something extraordinary. It was something amazing because we didn't have it. And I think those quince tree, they're not very popular in Poland. Even now, it's not that popular fruit. For example, I know the fruits are available only in Atum Lake. This time we have now, but still it's really hard to find it on market shelves or those vegetable and fruits markets. But they had this tree. And I remember how amazing those fruits were smelling. It was like poetry, something amazing, something unusual. And I don't know, smell of them brings this good memories, I can say. Yes. And and those trees, what is interesting, those are remains after German people who lived here on this area. I live in a lower Silesia region, so it's a west-south region, and maybe you know, maybe you don't, but the west part of Poland was Germanic in the past for many years. So those German people probably they have more recipes with those fruits in their traditional cuisine. I am not sure. I just suppose so. Anyway, on my way to work, the same I am walking on now, there is a long fence along the way. And on the other side of the fence, there are fruit garden, people have greenhouses, people just grow some veggies and stuff like that, and they do barbecue. They just relax there and chill. But not so far ago, like 2 weeks or something, I realized that at certain point there is a queen's tree. Queen's or Queensy? Yeah, I forgot already. Anyway, and immediately when I just spotted those fruits, the thought came to my mind, and it was, to be honest, a thief thought. Yes, Nina, you had it. You are a bad person. I developed in my mind, I started to develop plan how to reach and take, just grab one delicious, perfect shaped fruit, you know. And I started to plot my plan like professional thief. And and the plan was I will just walk next to this fence where the tree grows. I will come closer. I will just stand on my toes for a second, and I hope I will reach the fruit. And it's not like I need a lot and I wanted to have a bunch of the fruits, like dozens or something. No, just one should be enough for me. I am that good person. And last Friday, when I was heading home on the same way with the tree, I just started to move my fingers with this nervousness and stuff. And I thought, the time is now. Of course, as a professional, not professional thief, I knew that something can went wrong and can go wrong. And if someone will approach me on the road, I will not do it, because I will feel bad about my plans and all of that. And I will just go to the home without the fruit in my hand. And can you imagine that really happened? A lady in yoga leggings started to approach me. I noticed her, and thanks to that event, thanks to her, I feel a good person again. I am myself again. So I didn't steal the fruit, even though some of the fruits on the tree, they were hanging on the other part of the fence. So I was so close to them. So I just resigned on that idea and I went home, and then I had the weekend and stuff. And imagine that yesterday I was on my way to work, and of course, as usual, I am walking next to the tree at some point. And and I was walking, I just briefly looked with sadness in my eyes at the tree, and I look at the ground under the tree, and I was so surprised and happy when I realized one of the fruits is waiting for me on the ground. And what more, the cute leaf, small green leaf, was attached to it, so it looked just adorable, in my opinion. I was so happy, that made my day. Can you imagine that? It was amazing. So I just went there and I just took the fruit, all happy, my fluffy, delicious fruit. I put it to my bag and I walk farther on my way to work. And I felt amazing, to be honest. For all day later, I felt amazing because I kept this this little secret. Well, it was not that little fruit, to be honest. It was pretty healthy looking and pretty big. Not that I'm you know, all about big stuff, but yeah, I was just walking, and in my bag on the bottom I had this. I felt like it's a treasure I am carrying with myself, and such a nice feeling. If you're a girl, or maybe a guy, I don't discriminate here, and you have sometimes those days, like maybe you don't feel that great or something, but imagine, just put on yourself, put on your body the sexiest set of underwear you have in the closet. I don't know, what do you like? Red with laces, some strings, I don't know. You decide, you tell me what you like. And so you have this set, and it's under your normal clothing, so no one knows about your secret. And you go to the city, you just feel amazing. You just feel great. You feel confident. Your face is radiant and smiley, and everyone thinks, whoa, who is that girl? What happened to her? What a nice smiley face. She looks so happy and stuff. So those little secrets, they can make our day. And my little secret done it for me. I was so happy, like little kid. So this is a story I wanted to tell you yesterday. And well, that's it, you know. Let me know about your little secrets if you want to share. And I wish you all great day, sunny, and till the next time. Bye.